Sean Locke's 15 Stories High. London, South, a tower block. You're thinking urban decay, dampness, despair. But no, they've got a caretaker. Of course, some people are never happy. Flat 76.
And kick it! Get rid of it! Oh, they're going to do something! Punch him, grab his leg! I didn't mean it! Idiot, they got a penalty now! This is pitiful, 3-0. I'm going to fast forward it to where Batty gets sent off.
Sean! Sean!
What?
Can you pass us a screwdriver? Thanks.
Why are you whispering?
I'm practicing.
Practicing what?
I'm whispering. I'm not really good at it. Put these wires through.
Why do you want to be good at whispering?
Shh. Now flick the switch.
This one?
Yes. Bollocks.
You've just lost the picture. England go on to lose that match 4-0. I was looking forward to that.
Don't worry, I'll fix it.
Stop whispering.
No, I like it.
Don't, I don't like it.
But surely a man is entitled to speak in whatever volume he chooses.
Well, that may be true, but if you carry on whispering, I'll give you a good reason to whisper.
Not in a bad mood, are you?
I was. You ruined it. Just annoyed.
I'm only trying to learn new skills, improve myself.
Well, whispering's not skill. French, the Lambada. Making barrels, they involve skill.
Bet you're not very good at whispering.
You can't trick me into whispering, Errol. My dad used to try things like that all the time. I bet I can do the washing up faster than you can, son. Bet I can paint the living room quicker than you can. Didn't take me long to catch on, though. I think I was unloading a lorry load of sand in Reading. And I thought, hold on a minute. Crafty old devil.
Stop whispering if you want, if it bothers you so much.
Flat 17.
Billy, what are you watching?
It's that wildlife show, When Animals Fall Asleep. That was a sloth falling out of a tree. Oh, there goes his mate.
Hello?
Yeah? Yeah? No, you're okay, no. It's all right, cheers, bye.
Who's that?
Wrong number.
Give it here. Getting away that easily. 14713. It's engaged, that makes sense.
You dial 5, it rings you back.
Well, I don't need this whole wrong number business. It's getting completely out of hand. I've got so much to do today. Post 2 letters, buy some vitamins, get a paper. I've got to get my holiday snaps developed. I'm snowed under.
When did you go on holiday?
A couple of years ago. I just haven't had a chance to get them done. Hello? Oh, it's old Mr. Muggins here. You know that fella that's got nothing better to do than answer wrong numbers? Well, you probably thought that was the end of the matter. But no, you started it. I'm going to finish it.
Do you like my voice? I hope so. Because you're going to be hearing a lot of it. Oh, I wish you'd taken more care with your dialing. Now I'm going to have to research your life. Find out when you're busy, when you're snowed under, when you haven't got time to deal with sausage-fingered idiots that can't be bothered to remember 8 numbers. If you can't hack it, get someone else to dial.
You didn't mean it.
You're so naive. Sometimes I forget you're from Lincoln.
When you're out, could you get some transistors and a packet of fuses?
Well, I haven't got time for that. I'm rushed off my feet. Look at this list. Photos, letters, vitamins, newspaper.
The reason you always feel busy and exhausted is you don't enjoy doing things. You take no pleasure in simple tasks.
Well, what's enjoyable about posting a letter? Fair enough, when you're 5, it's a treat. You jump up, push it through the big red mouth. But that soon wears off.
Well, think of the person you're sending it to and the smile on the face when they open it.
Dear Jimmy Somerville, how long is it since you had a hit? Ha, 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 ha. Give up if you haven't already. Dear Emlyn Hughes, you are now too old to play football. Your life is pointless. Ha, 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 ha. Good. What you're forgetting is how far away the postbox is.
It's on the high street, just before the photo shop, past the newsagent and the vitamin store.
Yeah, and I've just remembered, I fancy a carton of Ribena as well. Are you wearing tights?
No.
Stockings?
Yeah. Can you pass us the insulation tip?
No, I'm not going to ask why. I'm going out. I don't want to know. If you think putting stockings on under your trousers will waste any more of my time, you're very, very wrong.
I got them in the post.
La, 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 la.
My mum sent them to me.
The
she
the
got home. The right size. Because I'm roughly the same size as me auntie.
Sunrise, wallet.
Long body, short legs.
I need somebody, film, camera.
She sent you a pair of nails.
Down and out, right, let's go.
She reckons if we both wear them at six. We can reduce household dust by 30%.
Flat 32.
Did you put the plug on the hairdryer?
Yeah. Yeah, I did it this morning. Brought back some terrible memories of the Middle East. Had to defuse a very complex device which had been planted at the embassy. Basically, it was a multi-coiled feather trigger incendiary with four decoy switches alternating on a loop. The Americans couldn't make head nor tail of it. Luckily, I was over there translating for the Finnish National Opera. Touch and go for a while. I disabled the timer, but the main charge was still armed. Had 10 seconds to decide. Red or blue? Red or blue? Red or blue? Well, I chose blue. I'm still here.
Good, because I'm going to wash my hair later.
Pardon?
Mountain.
Yeah, I want to get these. I want to get these developed.
No, I'm not saying what
was the last one?
Sorry, I see
one. I'll try that one, might be fun.
It's £4.20.
£4.20. Is that right?
Yes.
And when do I pick them up? Tomorrow.
No, where's my phone?
Next week?
No, where's my phone?
Could you write it down? Ah, this afternoon.
That's what I say, you deafness on it.
Do you know who I am, then?
No.
I am a plainclothes customer relations officer. Do you know what that means?
No.
I am the chief snooper for Sloppy Snaps. And the only reason you haven't won Employee of the Month award is when you collect it, you have to make a speech. And frankly, Miss Redknapp, I don't think you're up to it.
Sweetheart, this is boring.
No, wait, Mum. Wait, he's nearly asleep. He's going... He's going... Oh, hey! Straight in the river!
Hello, we're all back.
I haven't fixed Sally yet.
Nah, don't worry about it. Where are those stockings your mum sent me?
Are you going to wear them?
Well, if it cuts down on the hoovering, why not? Been ages since I had a pair of these on. They're comfortable. It's not a perfect fit.
I know, I measured you while you were sleeping.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. You're in a good mood.
Yeah, I must be having one of those perfect days. You know, nothing seems to bother me. I bought a carton of Ribena earlier. Got halfway down the road. Realised didn't have a straw. Did I go mental? No. Just shrugged my shoulders. Who's in the toilet?
PC Hamilton. He's been waiting for you.
Why didn't you... I've got tights on.
They are stockings.
Well, that doesn't matter. This is just messy and weird. I don't... You know, in an episode of Morse, if one of the characters has got tights on, he'd be sure to be a suspect, even if he's innocent.
Innocent of what, Mr. Locke?
No, nothing.
Innocent of nothing? What does that mean? Guilty of everything?
Well, I'm not guilty.
Of what, Mr. Locke?
I don't know.
So you're saying you're not guilty of something you don't know about?
No. I'm saying I don't know what I'm not guilty of.
That's my job, to find out.
Can I have to put some music on?
Yeah. Look, what's this all about?
Are these your photographs?
Oh, that's what she was going on about. Your photos delivered in fancy dress.
You may notice that one of the photographs is missing.
Right, it's 22 of the 10th, 3 of my foot, 6 of the luggage, 1 of Maidstone Town Hall.
This one. A very clear photo of you holding a dead swan.
Oh, yeah, you can have that.
I'll be keeping it as evidence. Did you kill this swan, Mr. Locke?
What?
Did you kill this swan?
No!
I think you've got some explaining to do.
Are you a real policeman?
Yes! I hope you realise, Mr. Locke, that killing a swan is a very serious offence.
I didn't kill it. Errol, turn the music down. I didn't kill it.
Then why were you holding it up like a trophy?
Well, I was just moving it. Yeah. I was about to put it in the bin when my ex-girlfriend took a photograph. I mean, look at the expression on my face. I look like a murderer.
No, you're laughing your head off.
Well, that's because the other swan is behind my girlfriend, just about to attack her. She doesn't realise. Oh, it's hilarious. Broke her leg, and we had to go home early. That's why those photos of the tent, the luggage, I had to use the film up.
Well, if you didn't kill the swan, who did?
No one. It flew into a tree.
Swans don't crash into trees, sir.
Well, it didn't crash. It aimed for the tree. It wasn't an accident. It was suicide.
Why would a swan commit suicide?
I don't know.
I'm afraid you'll have to accompany me to the station. On suspicion of killing one of Her Majesty's swans.
Who's doing that bloody singing?
It's cell 14, Sarge.
What's he in for?
Killing a swan.
What does that mean?
He killed a swan.
Oh, right. I thought it was a new bit of street lingo. Like, drapesing or steaming or cheating the pips.
Cheating the pips, what's that?
Nicking fruit.
I thought that was scrumping.
Nah, it's 250s. They updated it. Made it a cool, healthy crime.
Oh. What's your favourite crime, Sarge?
I like a good murder. Or something light-hearted like a siege in a bra factory. What about you?
Arson. I love to watch the flames burning higher and higher, consuming everything in their path.
Yeah, all right, son. Go have a cup of tea, eh?
Oh, bring me 10 apples and bring me a pear. I'll bake you a hat that your daughter can wear. To the wedding, as fast as can be. My horse has one leg, so I might be quite late. But don't stop and stop me, because I am the groom. On the ninth day, she...
Stop! Huh?
There's only one more day to go. Who do you think you are, Steve McQueen?
Do you want to go?
Alright. Yeah, alright. How'd you get the ball in here then?
I smuggled it in.
What in?
You don't want to know.
Oh.
Mr. Evans, the identity parade is ready for you now.
You took your time.
Yeah, I bet it's not easy finding 6 midgets with a map of Cardiff tattooed on their foreheads.
Bloody kill you!
Pumpkin in Evans!
Smell, your mother dresses you funny.
Shut in, law! Sit down, your brief is here.
Fortescue Robinson, killing swans, fool's game. Bloody idiot, no winners, 2 options. A, go to court, lose, and face 6 months in prison. Or B, plea bargain on an old legal loophole. It's a law dating back to 1586. Reckless conduct likely to cause harm or death to Her Majesty's wildfowl. Punishable by half a day in the stocks.
But I didn't do it.
I've seen the photo. What do you want, 6 months or half a day?
But I'm innocent, I didn't...
6 months in jail, early to bed, no lager, or 3 hours in stocks being pelted by soft fruit and the occasional egg.
All right, B then.
Good choice. So, we'll say Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. outside your flat. I'll tell the sergeant to release you, and my advice is get a haircut. And keep your mouth closed. Getting swans. Fool's game. This is your ball.
Billy, this is so boring.
Oh, shut up, Mum.
Now, this dozy old bear has been sleeping through the winter. But old Lazy Bones has been oversleeping. He should have got up in March, but now it's early June. About time, buddy. Shake a leg. That's right, fella. You missed the mating season.
All right, yeah. Very easily done, yeah.
Yeah. Errol, you've been on the phone for an hour. I need to use it.
Really? Well, maybe you can patch it up with your auntie. I mean, I don't see why a hose patch
Errol,
should cause so
Errol.
Many problems. Oh, look, I better go. Sean needs the phone. Call me later, and next time you ring, it won't be a wrong number, will it? Bye.
Yeah. Phone my ex-girlfriend, though.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Jill. Sean here. Hello?
What do you want?
How are you? Still working for that jeweller in Swiss Cottage? Or have you started on your own? Because I thought that was a really good idea you had. What was it, you know, with the watches, the faces round, all different. Listen, remember when we went camping and we had that bit of bother with the swans? By the way, sorry I didn't warn you.
Yeah, I was on crutches for 3 months.
Yeah, sorry. Look, I need your help. The police think I'm lying about that swan committing suicide. They think I killed it. So I was wondering if you'd been a witness to tell them what happened.
No.
I'm going to be publicly humiliated. It's the only crime you could still be put in the stocks for.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, that's me in the stocks, then.
Did you kill that swan?
No, I wouldn't go near one. They're mental. You should have seen the mess they made of Jill. She was passing feathers for a month. Got a big web mark on her forehead. If I hadn't belted it round the head with a frying pan, she'd be dead now.
And what happened to that swan?
Oh, I killed it. Vicious duck.
Flat 50.
Oh, hello. I'm Grant. I live next door.
Oh, hello. I'm Sam.
You've just moved in, haven't you?
Yeah. At the weekend.
Settling in okay?
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. It's a lot of decorating to do.
Be doing that yourself, will you?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Work local, do you?
Yeah, at the town hall.
Oh, they have very good sports facilities, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, they've got a brilliant football team. Do you play?
No.
No, this is a little bit awkward, but since you moved in, you know, me and the wife, we've just been wondering, are you a girl or a bloke?
So rude.
Sorry, I don't. You know, I'm not bothered.
You make a habit of insulting your neighbours?
Look, I'm really sorry. I do not mean to offend you, you know, but it's just we're neighbours now, you know, and if we fall out, I need to know whether I can punch you or not.
No. Not potatoes. Didn't kill one. Didn't kill it. Well, not that one. Oh, coconuts, pineapples, nappies. Oh, I've got to do something about this.
Hello, I'm not in. Leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Jill? Sean here. Please help me. Please, tell them the truth. I'm sorry. They're going to throw stuff at me. You know how I don't like having stuff thrown at me. Jill, we had a lovely holiday. Remember I bought a scrumpy, fell asleep together in the mud. I don't deserve this, Jill. I'll put the tent up. I still love you, Jill. Of course, Friday should be away with the territorials.
Flat 30.
You see, the trouble with prison, right, is too soft. Not that I've ever been or know anyone who has.
But don't they lock them up for 23 hours a day?
Yeah, but I don't know that, so it don't affect my position. I have heard, though, that prisoners get a choice of 6 different puddings, but that could have been a dream.
So what do you think they should do, then?
I've given the subject no thought whatsoever, but I did see a cartoon once where Tom and Jerry were breaking rocks in a jail, and that looked quite tough.
What about community service?
Well, in my worthless opinion, it's a disaster.
Why is that?
Well, it doesn't rhyme.
Is that important?
I don't know.
This is barbaric, making the stocks outside my window. Savages, look at them. Soulless, like ants.
That's what they are, ants. They're a bunch of swarming ants dressed up in medieval costume, roasting pigs and drinking mead.
Morning, Sean. Just been shopping. There's a real party atmosphere down there. Just been watching the jousting. Dangerous with those scaffold poles.
Take that hat off.
Oh.
You've done a lot of shopping.
Just some fruit, eggs and... some mini chicken Kiev.
They're past the sell-by date.
Oh, I wasn't going to eat them.
I'm really disappointed in you, Errol. Didn't think you'd be part of that rabble.
I was in a bit of a quandary about it, so I phoned my mum and she said, look, son, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You missed the eclipse, Samantha Fox presenting the Brit Awards and the last Jack Doherty show. Go in there and get stuck in.
If you throw one thing at me...
Yeah?
I'll smash your favourite mug.
The one with the frog in the bottom.
Yeah, that one.
Flat 81.
Staff at St Bede's Primary School were clearing up the mess today after vandals broke into the premises last night and caused £15,000 worth of damage to the computer room.
They want bloody hanging.
Police were called to a jeweller's in Stockwell this morning after an armed raid, which left one man badly injured.
They want bloody shooting.
RSPCA inspectors were shocked this morning after a visit to a private kennel in Lewisham. They described the conditions as atrocious.
They want bloody hanging.
And Colin Marsh was today applauded by the council for spending 2 years of his spare time turning this derelict site into an adventure playground for underprivileged children.
Tosser.
Oh, you poor thing. It is so terrible what is going on. I just want you to know, right, that some of us are absolutely appalled by what is going on out there. I mean, it is amazing that beneath the thin veil of civilization lurks a fascist mob. Look, we've made a banner in protest and we're going to sing Cuban freedom songs.
Not too loud, I've been punished enough.
Is there anything we can do for you?
Well, apart from standing in front of me, no. Anyway, what do you care?
It is so wrong that you have to suffer like this.
Why? You don't know me.
You're a fellow human being. All suffering affects me.
How?
Well, I get depressed and angry.
So you get depressed about the misfortunes of people you've never met, you're never likely to meet?
Yeah.
Do you feel happy when they're happy? Or is it a one-way misery thing?
Look, I was only trying to help, right?
I'm sorry, I'm just a bit tense. Look, there is one thing you can do.
Yeah, what?
Get your roots done. You look like a badger.
What's that banging?
It's the sound of justice. Makes me shudder every time I hear those nails going in. Reminds me of the night I spent in a Malaysian prison waiting for the public whipping I had to face the next morning. I endured over 100 lashes. My back was raw. Luckily, I was sharing a cell with an Egyptian doctor. He saved my life. He smothered me in the leaves of an oriental ivy which grew in abundance on the prison walls. Ironic, really.
Yeah, well, close the window. It's getting on my nerves.
Sean, I've been thinking about how to get you out of this, so I went to the library and got this book on animal depression. Maybe, if we can prove it committed suicide, they'll let you off. I'll just find the swan section. Swans, swans, swans.
Oh, shut up about swans! Answer the door.
It's a policeman.
It's time, Mr. Luck. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, let's proceed with the punishment.
Yeah, might as well. Got nothing better to do.
Would help if you let go of the fridge.
Well, very exciting scenes here on the major estate as the prisoner mounts the platform. He looks like a frightened rabbit. An ironic contrast to the graceful, serene creature whose life he so carelessly ended. The hush descends over the crowd. The only movement is the gentle quiver of the bouncing castle.
What do you think those stocks are made of?
I haven't got a clue. Oak.
I'm sure it's not pine.
Pine? Could be.
Or a South American hardwood?
I'll tell you something I don't know.
Yeah?
What those stocks are made of.
Now, I think we're ready to start. And we're very lucky to have a celebrity guest to begin the punishment. None other than former world darts champion, Eric Bristow. And now, let the punishment commence. Oh, we missed.
Ha! You couldn't hit a cow's ass with a banjo.
Well, it's been in the stocks for 2 hours now, and the crowds have died down. Most people have lost interest. Just a few stragglers left.
Hey!
Shiatsu massage stall is doing a roaring trade, soothing the sore arms and shoulders of the tired mob.
Officer, how much longer do I have to stay in here?
40 minutes.
But everyone's gone home.
No, they haven't. Do you think you've learnt your lesson?
No, it's just made me resentful and angry. I'm like a human time bomb, waiting to wreak vengeance on society.
Still, it was a nice day out.
Errol!
Sorry.
Grant, come over here by the window.
What?
It is not a he, it is definitely a woman.
How do you know?
Well, I just saw her trying to throw. She's rubbish.
Look, there's nobody around now. Can't you just let me out?
No, there's one left. See him over there.
Hello, mate. Remember me?
Oh?
Cell 14, Cooler King.
Don't you dare throw that ball at me.
Mum?
What now, Billy?
Watch this one. It's the one with the giraffe.
Well, this cheeky fella, he likes to chew the best leaves at the very top of the tree. But this time, that long neck will get him into trouble. Because he's eating leaves from the Kalupa tree. They make you real sleepy. There he goes. Woo-hoo! Sweet dreams!
Hey, Errol. Look what I've got here.
Please, John, don't.
I warned you, Errol.
Boy, it's my favourite mug.
Sean Locke's 15 Stories High starred Sean Locke with Tim Mitchell, Tracy Ann Oberman, Peter Serafinowicz and Martin Treneman. It was written by Sean Locke and Martin Treneman. The script editor was Robert Fraser Steele and the producer was Chris Neal. Take a trip around the bay, where to go, go in the window, swing, drive up in the window.